to be water authority, hydrology, transportation, parks and recreation, code enforcement, and planning. So that's a new order to maybe make the subject matters a little closer together in time and maybe make us a little more efficient. So once again, for our staff, we're going to do water authority, hydrology, transportation, parks and recreation, code enforcement, and end with planning as we have. Okay. With that, we're going to take up the first case, and these cases are for action. This one is a sign-off of an EPC site plan PR 2024-10191. This is at 3401 Ladera Drive Northwest between Ladera and Unser, related to the golf course there. And Ms. Fishman, are you the agent for this?
Yes, I
Okay.
am.
If you can just give us a little bit of a short overview. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jackie Fishman with Consensus Planning, and I'm here on behalf of Albuquerque, City of Albuquerque Parks and Rec Department on this project at Ladera Golf Course. The project, as you mentioned, has gone through EPC for approval. A couple months ago, I guess, the project entails adding four light poles at the golf driving range in the almost the center of the golf course. You can see it on your screen. We are not touching the parking lot, the buildings, anything else on the site except for installing those four light poles. Just to be clear, because there's some comments that I received that were a little confusing to me and maybe confusing to the person who wrote them. So really, that's my overview. One thing I should add is this was the first project that went through the city approval process under the new lighting regulations in the IDO. In order to get this through the EPC process, we had to do a very extensive lighting analysis. That is 17 out of the 18 sheets. And as part of that lighting analysis, Musco Lighting, performed the analysis, created these sheets, and they filled out an affidavit. And that was part of our submittal. So the comment about stamping sheets, I don't know that that's relevant to those 17 sheets because we do have the affidavit as required by the IDO. I was a little surprised myself that this first sheet, the site plan, I should explain that it is an as-built site plan. Literally, the previous site plan approval that was done many years ago was only for the clubhouse and the parking area. So we literally traced that area because there was no digital file for it, and then we traced over Google Earth to create this site plan that you're seeing right now. So I don't know if it's still this site plan needs to be stamped by our landscape architect because again, it is an as-built lands or as-built site plan. So anyways, with that, I'll stand ready for any questions you might have or comments.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Fisher. That was actually very helpful information. Did you say that your landscape architect would be stamping this site plan sheet?
Well,
This first one, yeah.
I thought we were going to do that. It hasn't been stamped. I would, but I would like to ask the question if we do need to do that on this site plan for this instance, because our office didn't design the golf course. We didn't design the parking lot or the building or anything else. We just simply created the as-built and did all the work associated with the four light poles.
Okay. Just because we're there, let me ask Miss Olick real quick if she has a thought on that.
Good morning. Honestly, I don't know exactly. I think we should ask Shahab, but usually as-built documents are signed and stamped by someone. Either it's the one who created the file, or the one who designed. I am not sure. I would say it needs to be stamped as a document.
So I think maybe what you could do is stamp it, but identify it as a as-built site plan on the down in that information prepared by you could identify there that
Okay.
it's an as-built site plan, and then you're change your make it clear what your role in stamping it
Okay.
related to.
So one thing I would say, Madam Chair, is under general note number two, it does state that the site plan, I can't see it very well, the site plan reflects existing as-built conditions with the exception of the proposed golf driving range light poles.
Okay, so yeah, and that's there. That's up to you. I think we're just saying we want it stamped. If you want to have more information by your stamp to show what you're
Okay.
stamping, that's up to you. But yeah, that information is great where it is.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, and then I just want to clarify. So the EPC had this lighting study, and that was part of their review and approval. Is that correct, Ms.
Yes.
Bishop? Okay,
Yes, that's
perfect.
correct.
Okay, let's go to Water Authority. And who's representing Water Authority this morning? Okay, all right. So I know
I'm
David,
sorry,
you're.
are you talking about the Santa Barbara arsenic treatment facility?
No,
Oh, a
David
different project.
Gutierrez usually
Okay, sorry.
represents Water Authority in this call, and I know he had some obligations this morning, and I thought he was sending a substitute. I don't think it affects this project, but Jay, if you would just kind of double check if I tried to do that this morning, I didn't see anyone over there, but they may be working remotely. Check perhaps Renee
All right, let me check.
Brissette. Okay. But we'll go ahead and move on. Hydrology.
Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I didn't know if you were going to take it or if I was going to take it. This is Anthony with Hydrology. Let me pull up my comment here. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date March 23rd of 2000. Hydrology has no objection to the action. We do have a general comment that prior to submitting for building permit, a licensed Mexico engineer will need to submit a grading and drainage plan to hydrology for review and approval. If you have 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed buildings, or 10,000 square feet of paving. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation, and that will be Sertil
Yeah.
Kanbar this morning.
There's two comments. Number one is Ladera is a minor arterial and Oray is a major collector. Both require 6 foot sidewalks with 5 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Please provide a diagram that dimensions trails, sidewalks, and buffers in relation to the property line and right of way. Number two, I can't tell with your plan, but if you are making any changes to the parking lot, you will need an approved the TCL prior to transportation approval.
Okay, so I think technically, Jackie, what we can do here, you're saying you're just putting light poles in the driving range. So
Yes.
it just might be good for you to send an email, documenting what the sidewalk widths are and landscape buffers on Ladera and Ouray, and then ask for a determination to be made that those existing facilities be retained the way they are.
I have a couple little diagrams that we did very quickly last night after I got the comments. So if I could show that on my screen, on the
Sure.
screen, or share it, that would be great. And let's
Jay, are you
see.
doing that for us? Okay, perfect.
Okay. So this diagram is Ladera Drive. And you can see, the roadway on the right, all the way to the left is the golf course. We have 28 feet of between the back of curb and the 11-foot trail along this area, and then another 8+ feet between the trail and the fence. So that's Ladera.
That looks good.
And then this is Ouray at the south. It looks like we've got a 14-foot sidewalk at the back of curb. So we do not have a landscape strip between the back of curb and the sidewalk here. And I guess this would require the determination,
Yeah,
right?
so and then you do generally, I mean, it's a golf course, so you do have
We got a lot of
landscaping on the
landscape.
inside, right?
Yes.
Quite a bit. Okay.
Couple hundred
Yeah.
acres
Would
of it.
you mind sending these documents and just maybe specify the determination for the landscape buffer on the inside of the sidewalk for this one? Or, honestly, we do allow the landscape buffer to be on the inside of the sidewalk when it's already there.
Okay.
So I think just if you could write up a short email and send in these graphics, I think that's all we need to document.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And obviously, the sidewalk and the trail are way wider than 6 feet. So, I think this is a good existing condition, but I'm
Right.
happy to do that.
Yeah, and it can be very short.
Okay. Sounds
Okay.
good. I'll stop sharing now.
Thank you. Okay, let's now go to Parks and Recreation.
Good morning, this is Hannah. Like, I have no comments. Thank you.
And code enforcement, and let me sort of explain. You haven't seen much of code enforcement in these meetings of late, and part of it has been because of this big software project and the volume of work that Jeff Palmer has been producing. So I think this week he did not produce comments for most of the cases, and so we're relying on planning to provide those comments generally. Mr. Rudbeck, are you aware if he provided any comments at all? I think it might have only been for one case. But you can just let me know that when that case comes up. And so for now, if I'm incorrect, correct me, but I think now we'll just skip to planning comments. And as we do that, I just want to make sure you all know Anthony Montoya was hired about, I guess, 6 weeks ago as our new planner. She had been working over in code enforcement, so she's got a lot of good background on the IDO and just a lot of good professional background as well, including some in landscaping. So, Anthony did this case, and I'll turn it over to her for comments.
Thank you,
Thank
Jolene.
you.
I think you guys have already gone over most of. I just asked for placing the date when the site development plan was approved by the EPC on the plan, and that it would be sealed and signed by a design professional. It looks like the EPC stated in their memo that all the conditions had been met that they had requested.
Okay, and I'm just going to correct that, Anthony. So the EPC planner,
Correct.
documented that their conditions of approval had been met. Okay. All right, so just that first sheet needs to be sealed and signed as we just discussed. And then the IDO requires the date of approval by the EPC to be, or any body to be on the document that's approved. Okay?
Thank you.
So this one is fundamentally approved. We'll just wait for that email and those updates to the top site plan sheet. And,
okay.
And then read it for final signatures. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for your work. Okay, now we're going to go to item 2, PR 2022-7872. This is also a sign-off of an EPC site plan. And this is for 7330 San Antonio. And is the applicant or agent available?
Yeah.
Hey, hi, Brianna.
Brianna, yep. I'm with Barkhausen Consulting Engineers, and we are the civil engineers working with Dutch Bros on this project.
Okay, great.
Do you want to give an overview of the project?
Yeah, just quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we went through the EPC for a site plan amendment because we're demolishing the existing building and constructing a new 950 square foot Dutch Bros. It's going to have a double drive through with a drive through window and a customer walk up window for pedestrian traffic. That's the gist of our project, but we do have our design team here, both our engineers and architects, and our applicant from Dutch Bros. So if you guys have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, thank you. And that's nice that you have a walk-up window. It's a nice feature that isn't very common. Okay, let's get you some comments from our staff experts, Water Authority. Do we have anyone yet?
Unfortunately, there's nobody available from the Water Authority to discuss their comments. I provided David G. Gutierrez's comments, or comments, his contact information, both his phone number and email address. He can be reached at those at that phone number and email address for any follow-up questions on his comments.
Yeah, and it looks like, yeah, we did review them. He does have no objections and he recommends for approval, but we have been working with them on this project as well.
Okay. And so, Jay, everyone got comments from Water Authority. They
Right.
just may not be able to ask questions about them this
Right.
morning. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Hydrology.
Yeah, this is Anthony with Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date August 7th, 24. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action. Thank you.
Transportation
has an approved TIS dated 8/20/24 and an approved TCL dated 10/1/2024, and we have no objection.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec.
Good morning, this is Hannah Olick. I did have some comments on this project. I think you had gotten approved in July, so that's why I didn't review your project. But so this site is adjacent to Pino Arroyo Trail. It's a paved multiple use trail. And because of that, there are some requirements in the IDO and DPM that need to be met. Some of them are relevant to the wall, the existing wall, and any sections of it that are higher than 3 feet. 57E3 applies. There are multiple options for design that you can look at. And then also because of that same reason, you need to provide compliance with refuse areas, loading service areas, ground-mounted mechanical equipment being screened from the trail. Also, for your parking lot landscaping, I think your side lot edge does not have sufficient trees to comply with 5-6F. I've included that in my memo. Also, I did see on, I wonder if it was your demo plan, that you're removing 5 mature trees along San Antonio Place Northeast to facilitate repairing the sidewalk. So that is not acceptable to Parks and Recreation. We ask you to please pursue a different approach for fixing that. And I may need to speak with Ernest or transportation about that. I
can
did.
Someone, Jacob, can you bring up an aerial of that while Ms. Olick is talking so we can just sort of look at that real quick?
Yeah, we have been talking with Bonnie Strange too from forestry, and it was our understanding that we could remove those trees because they're not in great condition, and we were going to be replacing them and updating our landscaping with alternative landscaping.
Okay. Do you have emails, or if you can provide that to me, that will be great, because that's what I had mentioned, that City Forestry needs to evaluate the health of the trees. If they said so, then I think you're fine.
Yeah, we can provide the emails and we'll provide you the updates as well.
Awesome, thank you. And then in your street tree calculations, I think you had counted in those trees that you're removing. So that needs to be updated. And then yeah, that was pretty much it. Yeah, if you can send over emails from Bonnie. I also saw three trees along San Antonio Drive. You're just showing two, so I wanted to know, maybe that one was in poor condition too, but if you could provide that information to me, that will be great.
Okay.
So is this the correct site, Brianna, that he's showing with the Chevron station?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going away, and then you're going there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
And so we will go by what the city forester says, specifically Bonnie. If she's looked at the trees, we'll go by her assessment, work with her closely. So,
okay.
Okay. Otherwise, we sometimes have to make a decision. Are the trees more important or the sidewalk a certain way more important because of just there's a strong policy to maintain existing tree coverage. So
absolutely, and I think we're going to be adding seven trees elsewhere on site per her recommendation, so
okay.
And we'll definitely provide that documentation and update for you.
Okay, let's go to planning comments. Marcella.
Yes, Marcella, we're planning providing the comments for this site, 7330 San Antonio Drive Northeast. On the original approval from July 18th that the EPC memo provided, they had five conditions that needed to be met. Later, they came back with the post-EPC memo where they stated that all of the conditions were met, as stated on the memo. And then just for the future site plan, just don't forget to, or a reminder that the project and application numbers need to be added to the plat, to the site plan, but also to the infrastructure list. And that's it on this comments, pretty much.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do have an infrastructure list then, Brianna?
Yes, we are making some offsite improvements due to the traffic report and TCL requirements. We're doing some striping and redoing a curb and then replacing the sidewalk that the trees have damaged.
Okay, and are you financially guaranteeing that infrastructure list?
Yeah, that would be understanding that was coming after this approval, if the infrastructure list.
It's kind of concurrent. Well, yeah, the financial guarantee usually comes after this, an approval of the infrastructure list. And then before we can sign off on the site plan, we have to get that financial guarantee, infrastructure improvements agreement, this other name for it, recorded with the county. And when we see that, then we can do final signatures on your site.
So how does that get initiated? Do I, like, how do I get started on that?
On the financial guarantee?
Mm-hmm.
Jay, who can she talk to in the DRC? Our design review construction
Is
group.
it Jim Roeder? Because we do have the DRC meeting to review the offsite improvements with
Yeah.
him on Friday. So we are going to be going over those offsite improvement plans Friday.
Yeah. Jim's the hi, this is Jay. Yeah, Jim Roeder is the a good reference, good contact for discussing that with
Okay.
DRC.
Perfect. I'll work with him.
Okay. Well, it looks like you're in really good shape. You'll just need to pay attention to Park's comments and then Anthony, did you want any notes added on landscaping to their plan? We usually have like just a standard set of landscaping comments we want added onto the site plan if they're not there already, which they probably aren't because I don't think they
This is
see.
Marcelo, and I did
I'm
went
sorry,
through and
Marcelo.
added a few more landscaping comments on their
Oh, okay.
comment
Yeah,
letter.
that's right. We kind of sabotaged
Yeah.
your presentation. Sorry.
No problem.
Go ahead.
This is just pretty much what's standard on, just complying with IDO. Landscape and irrigation requirements, especially from the 5.6 C4 section 5.6 C5, on the stormwater irrigation and prevent runoff, etc. But if you have just any questions on this comments, just get with us and I'll be happy to just expand on this information that I provided.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any questions on that. The only question I had on the planning comments was it says confirm compliance with DPM table 7.2.29. And I was wondering if there's anything specific that the city is wanting, if it was a certain buffer or
No, that's just cross-referencing the information that from transportation they're in compliance with the sidewalk widths and the landscape buffers.
do you know, Brianna, is San Antonio have a 6 foot sidewalk and a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer?
Have they been measured?
Me check. Brendan is our civil engineer on this project. Brendan, do you by chance know? Usually
It is.
trans
It's a 6 foot sidewalk, and I'm looking at the landscape right now. Looks like the existing buffer is about 3 feet there, and that's the. I mean, that's what's in place.
Okay, so and then San Antonio Place, what is there?
So San Antonio Place, the existing sidewalk is 4 feet wide, and that's just that's the as-built condition. The buffer there is it's 5 feet, more more or less, but yeah, that's the
Okay.
buffer size. So we are replacing a portion of that sidewalk, and that will be expanded to 5 feet to comply with the city requirements. And along the ones the area where we're removing the trees and re replacing repairing the sidewalk, that will all be upgraded to 5 feet in width.
And that's on San Antonio Place. Oh,
That's on San Antonio Place. Place. There is
gotcha.
a driveway that exits our proposed site onto San Antonio Place, and everything north of that driveway we're going to be replacing and expanding to 5 foot of width.
Okay, and this is probably, Sertil, you didn't mention this, but this is probably stuff that Ernest has been working on with them, or someone in transportation has been working with the civil engineer on. So just before final sign off, we just need to make sure that that's confirmed with transportation that what you have in terms of sidewalks and landscape buffers is approved. But it sounds like you've been working on that, and that's probably what your infrastructure list says. But it just is more efficient to have transportation confirm that than for us to try to understand it now. Okay. All right. Okay, I think that's everything for your project. So once again, we just need to confirm the sidewalk landscape buffer issues with transportation. Then Nisalik has raised some items that may not have gotten reviewed by the EPC. And so one of our missions is to make sure anything that they miss that we attend to. So if you can work with her on those comments for the Pino Arroyo Trail and see what can be worked out there. Okay?
Absolutely.
You're pretty close. Right. Thank you.
So then just so I can confirm the next steps, we are going to make our updates. We're going to work with city staff on the comments, and then we are going to resubmit for the next meeting. Is that correct?
I don't think this one you need to be in a meeting. I think you can just work through email and phone conversations to get to the finish line.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Sorry, what was that?
I think it's also important to mention that there's an approved site development plan for this site. So just whenever it's silent on whatever requirement, then it would have to default to the IDO guidelines.
Okay.
As stipulated there in the comments as well.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll probably see you all a little bit later. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, item number three, PR 2021-5745 is a temporary deferral of sidewalk construction in Mesa del Sol for a deeper corn between DeCooking and Stryker. And let's see, Mr. Eddings, is that you?
That is me.
Okay, perfect. Do you wanna just give us a quick thumbnail on this?
Sure. The purpose of the request is to defer really the sidewalk that is in front of the home so it's not damaged during construction. I went ahead and made an application for deferral of all of the sidewalk, but I've learned that the sidewalk for side lots or where you don't have frontage in front of a house has actually been installed. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that clarification. That makes sense.
And that includes the buffer, sidewalk and buffer.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me think here where we're at. Hydrology?
Yeah, this is Anthony with Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with the engineer stamp date October 13th of 2023. Hydrology has no objection to the temporary deferral of sidewalks. Thank you.
Transportation?
Please provide an explanation for the requested deferral and an expected construction date.
So the request is so that we don't damage the sidewalk and the buffer during home construction for areas that front the lots that front the roadways. The date of installation, we expect the homes to be built in short order. It'll be market dependent. I think the request was for a 2-year deferral.
Okay, Sertil, I think we're going to want you to write that up in an email, Scott, and document what you just said.
Okay.
Is that acceptable to transportation?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec?
Morning. Parks and Recreation has no comments. Thank you.
Okay. Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbach. Plan has no comments or objections to this action. I'll just note that, should there be no other comments on this deferral of sidewalk construction, that the city engineer will be the final decision maker on this deferral. So we'll send this information on to Mr. Biazar after the meeting.
Okay. And so, Scott, if you would write up your email with your verbal comments and send that to Jay and Sertil and Ernest or Miho.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on, we're on item four, PR 2018-1579. This is an extension of an infrastructure improvements agreement for 7500 Indian School Road between Winrock and Pennsylvania. A two-year extension is being requested to the IIA. Is this Scott as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you want to give us a thumbnail?
I can. The purpose of the request is the project slowed due to market conditions. The ownership is picking the project back up. Last year, the plat was finalized and the site plan was fully signed off. I have work order plans that are ready to go into the DRC in mid-February, and work is expected to begin shortly thereafter. The work entails the demolition and removal of a right turn lane off of Pennsylvania into Winrock Center, relocation of a water line and sidewalk along both Indian School and Pennsylvania, and pedestrian ramps.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Very helpful. Mm-hmm. Hydrology?
Yes, this is Anthony with Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grade and drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of November 30th of 2020. Hydrology has no objection to the request for a two-year extension of the IIA. And as a general comment, prior to submitting for building permit, licensed New Mexico civil engineer will need to submit a grading and drainage plan to hydrology for review and approval if one of the following conditions are met: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving. Thank you.
Transportation?
Have no objection.
Parks and Rec?
No comments for Parks and Recreation. Thank you.
Planning?
No comments, no objection, and the final determination decision will be made by City Engineer, Mr. Biazar, City Engineer.
Okay. Looks like we're on track with that, Mr. Eddings. Thank you. Next up is PR 2021-4138. This is a temporary deferral of sidewalk construction for Stieglitz between Sagan and Newhall, also in Mesa del Sol. Is this?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Good for you. You got all your work in here. Okay.
Thank you for putting them all together. I appreciate that.
Okay.
This is Montage 7. Montage 7 was approved by the DHO in 2022, I believe, maybe 2023. It included like 57 homes. We took it through plat. Work order with drawings were developed. The work is now complete. We have missing sidewalk, and again, it's like Montage 5. We have homes under construction and are seeking to defer the sidewalk so we can close the work order for the sidewalk that fronts the lots. Since this picture was put together, some additional homes have been erected, and we have some missing sidewalk pieces that are in place today. I would think that this work will be complete within the next 6 months, and I can put that in an email as well.
Thank you. Hydrology.
This is Anthony with Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grade and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date, August 16, 2023. Hydrology has no objection to the request for an extension of the IIA. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation?
Please provide an explanation for the requested deferral and unexpected construction date.
Okay. So yes, Mr. Eddings provided that orally. He'll provide it in a written email to you, Ernest and Jay. Okay.
Thank you.
And Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec has no comments. Thank you.
And planning?
Mr. Rodenbeck, planning has no comments or objections. Final decision on this request will be made by City Engineer Shahab Yazar.
Okay, thank you. Item number six, PR 2021-5628, Extension of Infrastructure Improvements Agreement, IIA, for Mesa del Sol between Bobby Foster and University. Is this, oh, Mr. Blaskowitz this time. Okay.
Morning, all.
Good morning.
My name is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast. We're here to request an extension on this larger amount of infrastructure. This is the what we refer to as the city center or town center within Mesa del Sol. It was kind of the square area that's an intersection of Mesa del Sol Boulevard and University. There's a number of items related to infrastructure items that we are still working through. In fact, a number of work orders are under design at the moment. So we're now requesting a two-year extension.
Thank you. While I've got you on the hook here, Mike, we really, really need that updated street network plan in Mesa del Sol to clearly understand the streets, where they are, the names, the approved cross sections. It's as things are ramping up out here, and we were working on this week, we just said, hey, we're spending a lot of time trying to figure out where things are, what the street cross section should be. So I know that's on Mesa del Sol executive team, but if you can just pass on that we don't want to have to start delaying them because we don't have a clear street network. If you can help get that message there, we'd appreciate it.
Understood, and I have been speaking with them at the moment. So we have gotten a couple of requests related to this from other projects around the site. So hopefully you'll see some progress.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, because the maps that we use aren't really matching reality, and it's not clear which cross sections from which document are applicable. So you know this, and I'm just going to beat my drum one more time. Okay.
That's right.
Thank you. Let's go to hydrology.
This is Anthony with hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date, October 21st of 21. Hydrology has no objection to the request for a two-year extension of the IIA. And as a general comment, prior to submitting for building permit, a licensed New Mexico civil engineer will need to submit a grading and drainage plan to hydrology for review and approval if one of the conditions are met, 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Transportation?
Yeah, no objection.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. You got a pass from them. Okay. Parks and Rec.
No comments for Parks and Rec.
Planning.
Jay Rodenbeck, no comments or objections on this two-year IIA extension request. Final decision and termination will be made by City Engineer Shahab Yazar on this request.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, yeah, so all this will be taken, all these cases will be taken to the City Engineer for final approval, but it looks like you're on the right track, so perfect. We're going to